Hello and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies with your speaker, Chris McCann. If you'd like more information or to hear more studies, visit our website at www.ebiblefellowship.com. And now with your evening Bible study, here's Chris McCann.
Good evening and welcome to eBible Fellowship's Bible Study in the Book of Revelation. Tonight is study number 2 of Revelation chapter 8, and we're going to continue looking at verse 1 of Revelation 8. And when he had opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And we were discussing this in our last study, and we saw how that the Great Tribulation itself is likened to 1 hour in the Bible. God speaks of the hour of judgment. The 1 hour points to the time of the Great Tribulation. And therefore, Revelation 8 verse 1, as it speaks of there being silence in heaven about the space of half an hour, is letting us know or revealing some things about a portion of the whole Great Tribulation. It's not speaking of the whole, but just something that applies to a portion of it. It's not even a half, or else God would say half an hour, but about half an hour. And so we wonder, well, what could God have to say about this? We know from the chapter that this verse is found in Revelation 8 and the following verses, as the Lord will go on to speak about the judgment upon the third part repeatedly, that yes, we're correct. It is speaking of the Great Tribulation. The judgment on the third part confirms that. And yet, it has to do with only a portion of the Great Tribulation. Well, this led us to Matthew chapter 24. And in Matthew 24, it says in verses 21 and 22, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." Now, we're very much interested in this, and we can see how it relates to the half hour, about half hour of silence, because we saw in our last study how when God would send forth his gospel and there would be granted repentance to his elect people, sinners would repent and become saved, that there was joy in heaven. And following this period of joy, God speaks of this about half hour of silence in heaven. And if there's silence in heaven, then no joy is taking place. No making merry is occurring. And therefore, no sinners are repenting. No one is becoming saved. And that's why Matthew 24 and these two verses are so interesting, because it's first of all discussing the Great Tribulation, which means it's talking to us about that hour that the Bible speaks of Great Tribulation. And it says, except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. And therefore, God shortened the days for the elect's sake. And how we can understand this, as we lay out these verses and we ponder what God has done, we realize that the first part of the Great Tribulation was an extremely grievous period wherein virtually no one was being saved. No one at all was being saved within the churches and congregations. And yet the language of silence, as we saw also in our last study, does allow for the slightest bit of noise, but and therefore we have to make a little allowance for relatively handful of individuals to have become saved during that first part of the Great Tribulation. And as we search the Bible, we find that a period of 2300 evening mornings fits very well into that first part of the Great Tribulation. And actually, if any of you have been around long enough, you might recall before the year 1994, when Mr. Camping wrote a book, 1994? That he discussed these verses in Matthew 24. And in that book, Mr. Camping had said, now 1988 begins the Great Tribulation, and we would expect it to continue for 23 years and go to the year 2011. But you see, God has shortened the days for the elect's sake, and therefore, from 23 years, it was shortened to 2300 days, which works out to be 6 years and around 4 months. And from 1988, that continued to September 1994. And that's why Mr. Camping, one of the big reasons why he thought that Christ would return in that year. And yet that was not the case. There was a misunderstanding of exactly what God is saying by shortening the days. God did not mean he was shortening the Great Tribulation period itself. No, that would continue to be the 23 years in duration from May 21, 1988 until May 21, 2011. But the shortening had to do with the characteristic of the first part of that Great Tribulation, which wherein there was silence in heaven about the space of half an hour, and virtually no one was being saved. God necessarily had to make a correction to that in order to bring in the great multitude that he intended to save from all the nations of the world during the little season of the Great Tribulation. And yet the Great Tribulation's 23-year period continued, and judgment continued on the churches throughout that time, and no one at all was saved in any church in the world. The character of silence in heaven for the church did continue for all 23 years, but after the 2300 evening mornings, God shortened those days outside of the churches, and he began to send forth the latter rain. He began to pour out his spirit once again to stretch forth his hand to recover the remnant of his people. He began the outpouring of the second jubilee and to deliver that great multitude. And that's where the 2300 days sort of fits into place and locks in, because from the day before Pentecost until September 7th, I believe, in 1994 was the 2300 evening mornings. And on that day was the first day of the seventh Hebrew month, a day that would signal the Jubilee period, that would usher in a Jubilee. And 1994 happened to be a Jubilee year. It was the 40th Jubilee since 7 BC when the Lord Jesus was born. Well, let's actually go back to a verse in the book of Joel in order to get an overview of God's entire salvation program for the world. And it will include his times and seasons, his periods of rain, and periods of famine that the silence in heaven is referring to. In Joel chapter 2, we read in verse 23, "Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in Jehovah your God, for he has given you the former rain moderately," that should be translated righteously, "and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first," or as the first. And here we actually have three periods of rain that are in view. Three periods of rain. First, the former righteous rain. And this period of rain can identify with the entire Old Testament era, or especially the nation of Israel's history, but it actually can apply to the entire Old Testament from the beginning up until the Lord Jesus Christ, because it was the rain that produced the Lord Jesus. Now Israel in particular was instrumental in the bringing forth of the Messiah, so that's why this rain could be limited to the timeline of the nation of Israel, perhaps going back to Abraham. But the Old Testament also could be in view, as God was bringing events and circumstances to pass in order to achieve this one fruit, and that would be Christ himself, as he would enter into the human race. And so it was as though the rain fell and produced the crop of the Messiah. This was Israel's purpose. Primarily, they weren't called upon to bring the gospel to the world, but God was bringing forth the Lord Jesus Christ through the lines of the tribe of Judah, through Israel. And Christ did finally come. He was born of the Virgin Mary in 7 BC, which was a Jubilee year. And yet the Lord did not begin his period of ministry until 29 AD. And then he went about ministering the word of God for 3.5 years. And that 3.5 years actually can be likened to a spiritual famine, because, we don't read of very many people becoming saved. We read of the Lord doing tremendous and mighty miracles and people, being in all of those things. And yet, after the Lord Jesus went to the cross, there was just a few in the upper room, 100 or so, and we only read of really very scarce number of people that were saved. And this follows the pattern that God establishes with the rain. The early or the former righteous rain fell, which produced the fruit of Jesus Christ, and there came a period of famine, 3.5 years, the time of the Lord's ministering. Well, following that came another period of rain that took place on the day of Pentecost in 33 AD. And God once again sent forth his Spirit, and actually the work of Christ, who was the essence of the Jubilee, would now get underway in a very definite manner, because God was sending forth the gospel into all the world, and the church age would bring the word of God into the nations of the earth. And 3,000 were saved on that day of Pentecost. As it says here, the former rain, the early rain, began to fall. This would produce the harvest of first fruits. And Revelation speaks of 144,000 that are sealed, 12,000 from the 12 tribes of Israel. They are the first fruits unto God. They typify all of God's elect saved throughout the long period of early rain, as the gospel went into the world via the churches for 1,955 years. But again, just as the season of early righteous rain produced the Lord Jesus and then came a period of famine, well, so too after the falling of the early rain and the bringing in of the first fruits, came another famine, the end of the church age, which is also known as judgment beginning at the house of God, which is also known as the Great Tribulation period, which can also be identified as silence in heaven about the space of half an hour. And it actually works out to be, or it did work out to be, 2300 days for the period of time in which virtually no one was being saved. 6 years and almost 4 months. And God likens that period of time in Revelation 11 to when the two witnesses are killed, as it says in Revelation 11 in verse 7, and when they shall have finished their testimony, the beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them and kill them, and their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified. And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies 3 days and a half, and shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves. And here the Bible draws a connection. It makes a tie-in to the three and a half figure, as the Lord Jesus ministered for 3.5 years during that period that identifies with famine and ended the season of early righteous reign. So too, once the church age comes to an end and the season of early reign concludes, and then there is another famine that is in actuality 2300 days or over 6 years, as I mentioned, but God likens it to 3.5 days in which the dead bodies of the two witnesses are lying in the street, or, and that's referring to the churches and congregations. They're, the two witnesses are that which represents the law and the prophets, the ministry of the word of God. That God had used the two witnesses to minister in the churches during the church age, and he blessed their ministry, and it produced the fruit of the first fruits. But now that period had come to an end, and now was another famine following the season of rain. And yet it was not finished. God's program was not done. He had another period of rain, the latter rain, another final season of harvest. And we know that the season of harvest involved first fruits and the final fruit that would come in at the end of the year during the Feast of Ingathering. And so after the 2300 evening mornings, which is likened to 3.5 days, in which the two witnesses are lying dead, then God had them rise up on their feet, as it says in verse 11 of Revelation 11. And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them, and they stood upon their feet, and great fear fell upon them which saw them. And this is pointing to the power and the blessing of the Word of God, typified by the law and the prophets, which represent the Bible itself. The power of God's Word was restored, because now the season had arrived. It was the first day of the Hebrew seventh month, the proclamation of the Jubilee. And now it was time to proclaim liberty to the captives across the face of the earth who were located outside of the churches and congregations. And God began to save that great multitude for about the last 17 years of the Great Tribulation period, or until that hour had been completed. And so silence in heaven ended once the two witnesses stood upon their feet, and to stand upon their feet is language indicating that God was sending forth his word once again, and now the rain was falling. It was the second jubilee, another season of blessing, another time of bringing in the precious fruit of the earth. This is the wonderful and glorious way that God finished his salvation program as he saved more in those last about 17 years than he had saved in all the previous history of the world, in all the previous periods of reign of the sending forth of his word as a blessing upon the earth. Now God saved the tens upon tens of millions that were all over the face of the earth. And the silence in heaven had ended. But then again, the great tribulation finished. It concluded. And God's seasons of rain also concluded. And the time for saving of gathering the fruit of saving the elect that he had predestinated to become saved, that was all complete. And now just came the period of judgment day, and it appears very likely that God has a final program of judgment that will continue for 1600 days that will complete the end time judgment plan of God and bring the sum total of his wrath upon the unsaved people of the world to 10,000 days. And then there's a likelihood that this world will end on the last day of that period of time, the 10,000th day, the 1600th day since May 21, 2011, which would be the last day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Well, when we get together again in our next Bible study, we'll continue in Revelation chapter 8, and we'll see how God pictures and how he describes the judgment that came from heaven upon the churches of the world during that season in which there was silence in heaven, and even after, as the judgment continued throughout the 23-year Great Tribulation period.
Thanks for joining us for eBible Fellowship's Evening Bible Studies. You can hear these studies Monday through Friday over Paltalk, Skype, eBible Fellowship's webcast audio, or over your phone. For more information or to hear other studies, visit www.ebiblefellowship.com. Until our next study, may the Lord's perfect will be done.